Good morning and welcome to our K-State Research and Extension Report featuring Frontier Extension District Agriculture and Natural Resources Agent specializing in livestock, Rod Schaub. Good morning, Rod.
Good morning, Dave. Today we're going to talk a little bit about what effect does burning or fire have on barbed wire. Now, I thought this topic might be of interest to producers right now because, you know, we're getting just through the end of our burn season. And you may have been out and you may have looked and said, ooh, that fire's, the fence is a little sagging or something like that. So I thought I would talk a little bit about a study that Oklahoma State had done on the effect of fire on barbed wire. Now, to start with, we want to talk about how barbed wire is manufactured and some of the standards that they must meet. And the American Society for Testing and Materials has set standards on 12.5 gauge zinc coated barbed wire. And some of those standards are, of course, you have to start with 12.5 gauge wire. The zinc coating on the wire has to be end up with the wire being 2.51 millimeters, and the zinc coating has to weigh 0.28 ounces per square foot. Now, the interesting thing I found was that during the manufacturing process, the barbed wire goes through two heat extremes. First, it's immersed in 2,500 degree lead for a bath that actually, what it does, that lead bath actually hardens the wire and increases the tensile strength. And then secondly, the zinc or the galvanized is put on at a temperature of about 840 degrees. Now, remember that 840 degrees because Oklahoma State wanted to do this test on barbed wire in tall grass prairies where that fire temperature can reach 850 degrees or more, but it's typically only there for a short period of time because the wind blows the fire. It's hot for a little bit, but then it starts to cool down. So what OSU did was they compared barbed wire of known to aged, okay? So they knew what the age of it was, and then they started looking at different heights above the ground, so the different strands of wire in the fence, and then they looked at some fence that was either unburned, it was burned through one time, two times, or six times, or they looked at, and I guess they should say, they looked at some unused wire that was still in the roll from the same lot. So they were comparing the tensile strength on all of these. And the results of the test really showed that there's no difference in breaking or tensile strength at any height or with any amount of fire that went through it. So really, there was nothing as far as strength that was related to fire. There was no detriment. However, what they did notice was when the fire went through the fence, and it was really a hot fire because there's a lot of fuel load, the fence did sag for a little bit. Then they noticed that as the fence cooled off, that it tightens back up. And so this sagging and tightening, they wondered if it had any effect then on the breaking strength. So they checked that a few more times. No problems on breaking strength. So then the other thing we always wonder about, you know, we put that zinc coating on as a deterrent to corrosion. And so what they did was they wanted to see then, well, does that fire have an effect on the corrosion or on that zinc coating? And what they found out, once again, there was no problems regarding height or the way that the fire went through it, okay, or how many times. What they did find that sometimes after fire, what appears to, they found some stuff that appeared to be rust on the fence. And so they looked at that a little closer, and what they found was it was a stain that was from the iron impurities that was in the zinc coating. And it could be rubbed off, and when they rubbed it off, they looked to see if there was any damage, any pitting, anything to the wire or to the zinc coating. Once again, they found nothing. So, all in all, I think fire has very little effect on the electric, on barbed wire fence. However, what they did find was, you know, age is the thing that causes the issue. If that barbed wire is out there 30 or 40 or 50 years, then of course that starts affecting the strength and the brittleness of the wire. They wanted just to know that these studies were all done in tall grass prairies with a heavy fuel load, and they were all done on well-managed, well-maintained fences. They went on to say that fire that goes through fences that are maybe not maintained, and maybe they have a lot of trees or cedar trees in it, you know, the brush in it, you may find that when the fire goes through that, oh, all of a sudden you say, oh, there's a broken wire. There's a fence that's sagging. Wonder what that is. Well, they think that most of that is due to the trees that are growing there. They have actually stretched the wire, and it's not related to the fire. If you want more information, or if you want to read the report from Oklahoma State, I'd suggest going to Oklahoma State Cooperative Extension Service, looking for publication NREM 2906, Fire Effects and Fencing. Until next time, this is Rod Schaub.
All right. Thanks, Rod. Appreciate it. Coming up Monday morning at 6:40, Frontier Extension District Family and Consumer Sciences Agent, specializing in nutrition, food safety, and health, Chelsea Richmond.